Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're talking Sarajevo talents with one of the script consultants, screenwriter and filmmaker, Jan Forström.
That's perfect.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it. I'd love to ask you what it is that you do with the screenwriters here at Talents.
So there's 8 screenwriters, and they all have projects which are mostly scripts or treatments, and then we read them and we have one-on-one sessions and just try to develop their stories, try to find out what the stories are actually about and try to help them find the perfect form for the stories. People are at different stages of their career. Some are quite advanced already, some are more on the basic level, but all projects are interesting at some way. And then we do, we're 3 experts. We all do our like little lectures on some specific topic, and also in general, just to meet people. And you know, we can informally, of course, everybody can come and ask questions or whatever.
Yeah. So, what do you think that the benefits of meeting, of talking with the screenwriters one on one is, as opposed to like having a more general kind of class where you talk with a lot of people?
Well, it's very good and very important, and that's actually what I do outside of the festival as well quite a lot. I'm a writer, but I also do script editing for other people quite a lot. And basically, you just get very deep into the story. With a group, it's still it's hard for everybody to get really deep into the other stories. So one-on-one sessions, it's a very good tool, and also you can have a real dialogue and not just tell them what should you do, because it's not about that. I mean, all the writers should keep the thing which is really important to them, which is the real focus of the story that should be in place. And on one-on-one sessions, we can ask questions and we can discuss and we can make sure that the story doesn't go on the wrong track, even if, you know, I might be wrong. So in one-on-one sessions, the writer can say to me, no, you got it wrong, you didn't get this, and then I'll try to adjust my, you know, my view on the story.
I see, but at the same time, you're not telling them what to do also. You're very respectful of their original vision.
Of course, we're just trying to help. That's the thing, and trying to see what they're trying to do and trying to make them do that thing better. But it's definitely their story, and we're just here to help, basically.
And tell me, we spoke a little before the interview, and you said that this is the first time in Sarajevo. And as far as the screenwriters from Talents is concerned, what have the ideas been like? Did you see that there's a lot of creativity going on and a lot of excitement?
Yeah, definitely. We were discussing this, that one of the experts has been doing this for a long time now, or for many years, and she could clearly see sort of a progression here, that in the beginning there were a lot of stories about the war and all these experiences, but now it's sort of moved on, which I'm sure there's a lot of work to be done, mental work to be done there, but still, like, the scripts I'm doing here, well, none of them are actually from these countries. They're Romanian and Hungarian, but they're about relationships, they're about, like, general things. So in a way, some of the topics which maybe have been really important here, they are still important, obviously, but it seems that maybe it's getting broader and now there are more, like, shall we say, problems, universal problems in that way.
Yeah, so regional, but also something that could be understood universally.
Exactly.
Now, I do want to talk about you as well, because very interesting, you kind of made the transition from being a scriptwriter to actually directing. And what are the challenges, especially in the way in which you perceive a project? You go from maybe just writing the script to actually having to visualize it more wholly, like as a director.
It's of course very different, but I still do both now. So I direct some of things which I feel that for some reason I really know this topic very well, but I also write for other people, and I still consider myself to be more of a writer, because I could not and would not direct someone else's script, whereas I'm happy to write for other people, because I'm not the kind of a person who would, like, give me any story and I'll visualize it somehow. Now, it's only if I really know the topic very well, if it's somehow personal to me, and I sort of know the world in and out already, then I think I'm able to direct it, and I might be the right person to direct it. But then there are all these, like, what I would call real directors, who can take almost any subject and make something interesting out of that. And I'm not like that, so in that sense, I consider myself still to be more of a writer.
Yes. And then let's maybe talk about it more specifically. Were there any challenges in particular in the making of the first film, which I believe is The Princess of Egypt?
Yeah.
Were there any difficulties in particular that you maybe might be able to highlight in the process of approaching a directorial debut?
Well, I had done some shorts before, so I had some experience, but the basic thing is definitely that the writers are quite solitary persons usually, not necessarily, but they might be, and they interact with the producer and the director and maybe with the editor, but apart from that we can basically do our jobs ourselves. But whereas a director, you have to delegate so much. You're working with 30, 40, 50 people. So this social side was definitely something that I had to, being the boss is like a new experience and also like an intimidating experience and not necessarily something I like. But in this sense, I actually, because I've been working in the field quite a long time, so I know a lot of people. So I basically had lots of friends in the crew. Like I knew many of the people there, so I felt secure and I didn't have to be any kind of a dictatorial director, because that would be very, very remote and very weird for me.
Yeah, working on set is always like a challenge in itself.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But I tried to make it as easy as possible, and I think it worked fine.
Yeah. You're also doing a very interesting analysis here at the festival of Lost Highway by David Lynch. Now, would you like to kind of briefly tell us what that's going to be about?
Well, I'm trying to have my cake and eat it too, and I'm trying to do a little bit of everything, because I know that the listeners will be of different backgrounds and different levels of how far they are in their studies and in their careers. So I'm going to do some basic screenwriting, showing what the structure of the film is, doing that, because it's a really weird structure, obviously. And I'm also being a little bit critical of the film, what works and what doesn't work. And in my view, actually, some of the methods or the structural things he used in Lost Highway got better in Mulholland Drive, which was a few years later. And it's a very similar kind of a structure where a whole bunch or most of the film is actually perceived as a fantasy of the main character, and they both have the same kind of structure, but to me it works a little bit better in Mulholland Drive. But also I'm going to, in more general terms, talk about the fact that Lynch for me is a very weird filmmaker, because for me his films are mindscapes or dreamscapes, where we are basically seeing the fears and the nightmares and anxieties of the main character through the story. So they should not be perceived as realistic stories, but they are sort of productions of a certain kind of a mind, so they are almost a psychoanalysis of the main character. And that's, I guess, the main point which I'm trying to explain a little bit.
Yeah, well, it sounds fascinating, and it was a great pleasure talking with you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.